Planes powered by GE Aerospace Technology take off every 2 seconds, and nearly 3 billion people flew last year with our technology under wing. As a new independently traded company on the New York Stock Exchange, our purpose remains: invent the future of flight, lift people up, and bring them home safely.
The political fallout continues for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. What's next for the Democrat who drew the national spotlight during the height of the pandemic?
I think for people who are not following New York politics closely, this has been a very stunning reversal. In August of last year, Governor Cuomo was addressing the Democratic convention. Now he's fighting for his political life.
And why corporations are divided on vaccine mandates. Plus, why big beverage companies are pouring into a new lineup of drinks. It's Wednesday, August 4th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. The World Health Organization is calling for a halt on COVID-19 booster shots until the end of September to address a shortfall of vaccine supplies in developing nations. The agency says the world is falling short of its target to get 10% of every country a shot by the end of next month. Israel has started giving third shots to vulnerable people, and officials in Germany and France say they'll start soon too, as the highly contagious Delta variant is spreading. The UK and the US are still studying the issue. Meanwhile, most corporate leaders agree that vaccinations are key, but they are split over vaccine mandates. Tyson has gone the furthest, telling all workers they have to get shots. But other companies are trying to balance the risk of losing workers in a tight labor market against an outbreak. General Electric, Caterpillar, and the nation's three big automakers say they're not requiring vaccinations. Walmart is splitting the difference. Right now, it's mandating shots for corporate staff and regional managers, but not store workers. In Lebanon, thousands of people converged in Beirut to demand accountability on the one-year anniversary of a deadly explosion that killed more than 200 people. Some clashes broke out between security forces and protesters. The country is still waiting for answers from an investigation into who was responsible for the blast, which authorities say occurred when a fire at a warehouse ignited ammonium nitrate that was being stored there. A federal judge has ruled that former Theranos patients can testify at the criminal trial of Elizabeth Holmes, the founder of the now-defunct blood testing company. Their testimony is considered pivotal for prosecutors' case that Holmes defrauded the startup's investors and patients. The Wall Street Journal has reported that patients received test results from Theranos that were false, including erroneously signaling a miscarriage and claiming patients were HIV positive when they were not. Holmes' trial is set to begin at the end of this month. Shares of trading app Robinhood surged again for a second day. At the peak of trading today, shares were up more than 80%. The volatility caused the Nasdaq to halt trading three times this morning. Shares ultimately closed up 50%, ending the day at $70.39. This marks a turnaround for the company that just last week suffered a disappointing start when it made its public debut. Here's our markets reporter, Caitlin McCabe.
So I think what we're seeing this week is the result of momentum trading and options trading. And the reason that we're seeing that is because options trading for Robinhood began on Wednesday. And once that started, we saw a rush of options trading for the stock. And so options basically allow traders to put down a relatively small sum of money in exchange for possibly big returns. And many analysts say that options can help drive big swings in stocks themselves. And then, you know, beyond that, I think we're seeing some fear of missing out happening, and that's causing some traders to want to pile in. We're seeing retail investors have picked up purchases of the stock. We're seeing chatter on social media sites like Reddit's Wall Street Bets forum is picking up as well, where more people are talking about the stock and bragging about their gains. And I think we're also seeing professional heavy hitters like Kathy Wood of ARK Investment Management buying Robinhood as well recently too. And that's perhaps encouraging some individual investors to wade into the stock as well.
And organizers of the New York International Auto Show say the event scheduled for later this month has been canceled due to the spread of the Delta variant and additional COVID-19 measures put in place by local officials. Organizers now say they hope to return to a regular spring schedule in April. Coming up, amid mounting calls for Governor Cuomo to resign, we'll talk about the political fallout for a man who was until recently considered a national Democratic star.
planes powered by GE Aerospace technology take off every 2 seconds, and nearly 3 billion people flew last year with our technology under wing. By empowering the brightest minds, GE Aerospace is reimagining engine design and advanced aircraft systems, developing hybrid electric engines and technologies compatible with alternative fuels like sustainable aviation fuel. GE Aerospace strives every day to invent the future of flight, lift people up, and bring them home safely.
The pressure is growing on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to step down a day after a state investigation found he sexually harassed multiple women during his time in office. Democrats in New York have vowed to speed up an impeachment inquiry that was already underway. And prosecutors in Manhattan, Nassau, and Westchester counties are requesting evidence from the 165-page report compiled by New York Attorney General Letitia James. Even though the governor has called the report biased and denied that he ever touched anyone inappropriately, calls for his resignation, even from one-time political and labor allies, have intensified. Reporter Jimmy Vilkind covers New York politics for The Wall Street Journal, and he joins me now. Hi, Jimmy. Thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure, Anne-Marie.
So, Jimmy, this is, of course, a big change for Governor Cuomo, who reached perhaps the height of his popularity, even as a national figure, during the height of the pandemic. What is the path forward for him right now?
Well, people close to the governor are struggling to find a path forward. The supporters that he had left, including President Joe Biden and leaders of the Democrat-dominated state assembly, said Tuesday that they believed Governor Cuomo could step down. It's now looking increasingly likely that the Democrat-dominated assembly will move forward with an impeachment proceeding, and Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who had previously stopped short of calling for Mr. Cuomo's resignation, said it's clear he can no longer remain in office and said that he had lost the confidence of the assembly majority. I think for people who are not following New York politics closely, this has been a very stunning reversal. In August of last year, Governor Cuomo was addressing the Democratic convention, and there was some talk that he would join Joe Biden's cabinet, perhaps as attorney general. There was even talk that he should replace Joe Biden as the Democratic standard bearer in last year's general election. Now, he's fighting for his political life, and we're talking about whether he will be the first New York governor in more than 100 years to face an impeachment trial. He could also be the second New York governor in this century to resign from office before the completion of his full term.
Jimmy, what happens if Governor Cuomo does decide to resign or if he's impeached from office? How does that change the dynamic in New York?
Well, waiting in the wings to become governor, should Andrew Cuomo resign, is Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. She comes from Buffalo, and she was a former Erie County clerk who also served in Congress. She has been known in New York political circles for being very energetic and traveling around the state, meeting with people in all of its corners. People say that she is incredibly smart and studied in the issues, but she has lacked some of the high profile that Governor Cuomo has, of course, taken for himself.
So this has shaken up New York politics quite a bit. Cuomo once had a lot of allies in Albany, certainly.
Well, yes, Governor Cuomo has been in office now for 3 terms, and he was expected to run for a 4th term. Democrats control both houses of the state legislature, the Assembly and the Senate. But since they took full control in 2019, the governor has clashed with his party mates on a number of fronts. There is a more progressive cadre, particularly in the Senate, that argued against Governor Cuomo's deal to build a second headquarters for Amazon in Queens. That, of course, would have taken more than $1 billion of state subsidies. There have also been conflicts about rent regulations and tax policy. Earlier this year, Governor Cuomo agreed with legislative proposals to increase income and business taxes by $4 billion. So things weren't necessarily in a great place before these allegations of sexual harassment came forward and before questions about how the state handled nursing homes during the pandemic. But certainly the support that was present for the governor among legislators has all but evaporated in just the last 36 hours.
What does this mean more broadly for the Democratic Party? I mean, how significant is it for a Democratic president to call on a top Democratic governor to resign?
It's a significant statement, and it's further significant because President Biden and Andrew Cuomo have a long, close relationship. When Joe Biden was thinking about running for president in 2016, Andrew Cuomo encouraged the idea. He specifically appeared with Joe Biden during that time period. And when Governor Cuomo was facing a Democratic primary in 2018, he had Joe Biden come to give a big speech before the party convention in support of the governor's re-election bid. There's the ongoing tension both in New York and in the National Democratic Party between progressives who tend to be younger and sort of long-term party faithful who tend to be more moderate. Governor Cuomo was certainly in the latter camp. President Biden comes from that camp as well, but he has worked relatively adeptly to be a bridge between the next generation, between members like Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Cori Bush, as well as the traditional mainstream so-called Democratic Party base. In this case, if Governor Cuomo is removed from office, in part due to the growing power and the growing calls within the new group of ascendant Democrats, more to the political left, I think it will send a message about what the Democratic Party is, what its face looks like, and be a very clear statement that someone who has been substantially accused of sexual harassment, as Governor Cuomo have, is not acceptable to Democrats as a face of their party.
Let's talk about New York Attorney General Letitia James. Some have mentioned her own ambitions in perhaps seeking the New York governorship someday, and also in establishing the AG's office in New York, which is also investigating former President Donald Trump. What does this investigation and the results mean for her?
That's the million-dollar question here in New York. In political circles, people have been wondering for months whether or not Tish James will declare a bid for governor. She is thought by Democratic operatives who I talk to as somebody who could clear the field of what will be a very interesting Democratic primary, especially if Governor Cuomo is not on the ticket in 2022. But the Attorney General has not outwardly said she's interested in running for governor. She declined to rule out a bid when I asked her about it in June in a press conference in Albany, but she has not made any indications of support. Of course, all of that can change very, very quickly. As I said, we've seen allies of the governor, both elected officials, but also labor unions who have been key stalwart supporters, declaring just in the last 24 hours that they are no longer with him. That would create a big opening for someone like Tish James, or perhaps New York City public advocate Jumaane Williams, or somebody else to gather support for a bid for the Democratic nomination next year.
Wall Street Journal reporter Jimmy Vielkind. Jimmy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
And finally, big beverage companies are trying to figure out what quenches your thirst. And so drink makers are ditching their well-known but less profitable brands for new lineups. This week, PepsiCo said it would sell Tropicana and its other juice brands to a private equity firm. That follows moves from back in February when Nestle agreed to sell its water brands like Poland Spring. And last year, Coca-Cola discontinued its first diet soda, Tab, along with Zico coconut water and Odwalla fruit juices and smoothies. Our beverage reporter, Jennifer Maloney, says the companies are betting on drinks with more of a kick.
Now the industry is focusing around a smaller set of beverage categories, and that's because consumer preferences are changing, and fruit juice and sugary soda has sort of fallen as people have paid more attention to their sugar intake. And demand is increasing for functional beverages, and that means drinks that help people stay awake, for example, or concentrate, or maybe they offer a health benefit like an antioxidant. And as a result, coffee and energy drinks are on the rise.
And that's what's news for this Wednesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.
Planes powered by GE Aerospace technology take off every 2 seconds, and nearly 3 billion people flew last year with our technology under wing. As a new independently traded company on the New York Stock Exchange, our purpose remains: invent the future of flight, lift people up, and bring them home safely.